helping your baby recover from a difficult birth. Babies who've had a rough time getting here are babies whose moms and dads need some extra support and could use a little helpful information as well. It's good to know that your baby is fully aware from before he's born and is very aware of what's going on all around him during the birth process. Of course, he can't respond to what's going on because he's being squeezed tight during this extraordinary and once-in-a-lifetime experience. But he does notice everything that's going on. He can hear what's going on in the outside world. He can hear the tones of the voices around him. And his internal monitoring system that each one of us has is also noticing every single thing. And if your baby went into fetal distress or if he got stuck on the way out and wasn't getting him through the passageway there, if when he came out he needed some medical attention so that he could breathe or so that he could respond well, if any of those things happened, then not only is your baby trying to digest an extraordinary experience, but his internal system went into alarm. It's like babies know when they're in distress. Babies know that they're in danger if they can't breathe. They know they're in danger if they're not, you know, making it out into the world in a decent period of time. And their system goes into distress in part because they're scared. So if any of these things have happened, then your baby has had at least a bit of a frightening experience, at least a few seconds of scare. And people say oftentimes that babies don't remember anything until they're 2 years old, but we actually know quite different. We know that a baby's brain records every single thing that happens from before birth. And the recording of everything that happened and how your baby felt about it may not go into explicit memory. Your baby's probably not going to tell you the story of their birth when they're 5 years old and gain language. They're not going to have an explicit memory, but they have a very distinct emotional memory of what happens during birth. And an infant's mind doesn't digest an overwhelming experience. It packs all those feelings and all the sensations, all the information that the baby was collecting, all gets packed away in their memory in a big glob. And that glob kind of sits there undigested. And what your baby does is he waits until he feels like things are going better. So your baby makes it through, doctors help, you're reunited with him, or you get to take him home. And there he is in your arms, drinking in your love and getting to know you. And after a few days or a few weeks of nursing and eating and sleeping and kind of getting a sense that all is well now, that he's home and in with good people and in a good, safe place, then when he has a little bit of slack time or is feeling very connected to you, the memory of going through that extraordinary experience is going to flood his mind and make him feel uncomfortable again. And he's going to tell you about what happened. So we find that babies who've had a difficult birth are often babies who get what they call colic or who have unexplained crying spells often during the day, or babies who don't sleep all that well at night. They keep waking up every 2 hours, even though they don't really need to be fed every 2 hours any longer. So if you're finding that, all you need to know is that crying not only alerts you to your baby's needs, you know, the need for clean diapers or the need for another nursing, but crying also alerts you to the fact, sometimes, when all those other needs are met, to the fact that your baby wants to unload the tension and the fear from the experiences that he's had. He wants to get past the fright that he carries, having had that rough beginning. And he's using the fact that he's safe and he's held in your arms and he's feeling very good. He's using that as a foundation place from which he can cry and cry and cry to get rid of the tension that he did feel when all of the difficult birth experience was going on. So you get to be a very powerful ally for your baby. You get to do one of the most powerful things that parents can possibly do, which is to help undo bad feelings that your baby has now from a time that you couldn't prevent hard things from happening. You actually get to be so helpful in healing the upset from that by doing a very simple thing, that is holding him close, offering him eye contact and listening and telling him that you love him, that you'll be right with him while he's upset, and that you'll be there until he feels better. A big cry is kind of like an emotional poop. It sweeps out the crud. It sweeps out the bad feelings, the undigestible feelings, the parts of his experience that just didn't come in a usable chunk. And when you listen, you're a very powerful helper to him. That means that you're keeping the outside world nice and safe and secure while he goes in and does the work of offloading all of this tension. You'll see that sometimes when your baby cries, he'll cry and cry and cry, and then all of a sudden he'll stop and he'll look at you and he'll look around and he'll be very peaceful and very content and very ready to smile and be with you. Other times when your baby has had a good cry, he may fall very quickly asleep into a long, nice, long, relaxed sleep. And when he wakes up, then he can connect with you well and be relaxed. And those are the signs that you listened well. Those are the signs that, well, that was a cry that helped my baby. That was a cry that got him into a much more contented and much more sort of even-tempered place. Now, of course, you want to make sure that your baby's not crying from hunger, and you want to make sure that he's thriving, that he's gaining weight, that that all is well with his digestion. So if he's having long crying spells every day, you want to mention that to your pediatrician so that your doctor can, you know, extra carefully check to make sure that everything is actually okay. But babies who've had a rough birth often choose one or two or three times a day or one or two or three pretexts that set him up to have a good cry. For instance, I know many babies who got stuck in the birth canal and their moms had to push them for a long time and their heads came out kind of smushed, who, when clothes are pulled on over their heads, they just go wild. They really react badly. And what's happening there is that they're getting a little reminder of a really rough time that frightened them. And the fear shoots right back into their system. And if you listen at a time like that, you just go, sweetie, I'm going to need to put on your shirt now. Here we go. And you put it on slowly and gently. And your baby may have a 10-minute cry after that shirt goes on over his head, which is offloading some of what's left of what was for him a difficult experience. And if you're there and you just hold him and you don't rush the rest of the dressing or pop a pacifier into his mouth, then he's recovering from what for him was a big scare. And after several of these big cries, he'll be able to be happy about having shirts put on over his head. His fear that comes up in that situation will gradually go away because he's getting rid of it because you are helping. So you don't want to be afraid of your baby's crying. You always want to check. You always want to see if he's telling you that he's hungry or uncomfortable or cold or has been too alone. But if that's not the case, then his crying is going to serve a purpose. It's going to bring you running. It's going to bring your attention. And your loving attention is just what he needs to finish the hard work of recovering from the birth that he had so that he can fully enjoy the life that he has with you now. He'll be very glad that you're his mom or you're his dad. Thanks a lot for listening, and thanks for all your efforts to love your baby well.